48 seconds left on the penalty to Maggard. We'll drop the puck right at center ice. 8:48 left in the second frame. RIT on top of Army 3-1. Adam Hartley for RIT. Hall for Army, and they'll blow it dead. Like a violation on the faceoff, and we'll do it again. Tyler Mazie for RIT. It'll once again be Mike Hull for the Black Knights, who work from left to right, and it's won back by Mazie. 40 seconds left on the Army penalty kill. They've allowed two goals on two shorthanded opportunities tonight. Shane Roca, good job at center ice, bumps his man off the puck. Meyer in his own end sends it back up towards the logo. Hull trying to finesse his way down the left side into the zone, but nothing but orange jerseys there. 22 seconds left on the Army penalty kill. 8:20 left in the second. Army trails RIT 3-1. Quick line change for the Tigers. Here's Hartley skating it into the zone. 10 seconds left. Shot fired. Tipped around and into the back of the net. Everything going the Tigers' way as that one was up in the air and Hartley clubbed it in. Puck was loose, deflected off the pads of Clark, and Hartley used the stick like a bat. And are they going to wave it off? Looks like they will wave it off. High stick, so he did use the stick, but got it up a little bit too high. As Stephen Maddock, the senior captain, will try to plead the case. The head coach, Wayne Wilson, doesn't look too upset on the bench. Clubbed it out of the air, but a high stick call. So the score remains 3-1 RIT. 5 seconds left on the penalty kill, and Colvin will dump it in behind to Michael. So that'll do it. Black Knights' first successful penalty kill tonight. RIT now just 2 of 3 on the power play as they waste no time skating it back into the zone. Deflected by Doobie behind the net. Ikola sends it to Colvin, right wing corner, trying to skate it out of the zone. Up ahead, blue line, Santee. Down the left side boards, trying to look ahead for Maggard on the net of DeMichael, and deflected down the right side boards. Doobie at center ice, chips it in from left to right. Colvin collects left wing circle. He'll put on the brakes and skate it along the boards. Bumped off the puck by Spivak. Maggard fires a shot. This one deflected by DeMichael into the netting, so it'll be a faceoff in the RIT zone. RIT almost had their fourth goal of the night, but a high stick call waved it off 3-1. The score remains 7:22 left in the second period. Black Knights 1-for-6 on the power play. RIT 2-of-3 as the faceoff just outside the Tiger zone. One back by Pearson, shipped in behind the net by Clark. RIT trying to clear it out of their own zone, and they do. Cameron Burt. Down the center of the ice, he'll fire a shot, goes wide right and out of play. Ricocheted off the bottom of the glass and up into the netting, so we'll have a faceoff with 7:06 left in the second period. Army has dropped all three decisions against RIT this season, and the Black Knights have now been outscored 14-3. In the three meetings, they're going to try to rally and come back with just under half a game left to play. They trail 3-1. Faceoff won by RIT and sent into the right-wing corner of the Army zone. Clark sends it to Ammon. Topside boards bumped off the puck. Pearson there to collect. Slows it up and back out towards the logo for Spracklin. Chris Spracklin skates it down the left side. Bumped off as he skates it into the zone. Back out towards the red line and chipped into the Army bench. 6:45 to go. We'll have another faceoff. RIT on top of Army 3-1. Black Knights, after tonight's contest, just 4 games to go. 3 on the road, 1 at home. They'll head to Erie, Pennsylvania next weekend, Friday and Saturday nights against Mercyhurst, and then a home-and-home series on the weekend of the 26th and 27th of February. On the road on the 26th at AIC, and then the final home game on Saturday the 27th against AIC. That's a 7:05 start senior night here at Tate Rink. The final home game after tonight. Shot fired by RIT, saved by Clark. He'll send it along the near side boards, kept in, though not a good clearing attempt by Army. Now back out towards neutral ice and ripped back into the zone by RIT. Saraceno sent it behind the net, 6:10 left to play in the second period. And here's Starshevsky out of his own zone, up ahead. Alvarez, the defenseman, skates it into the zone. Left side circle, rips a shot wide left. DeMichael may have gotten a piece, kept in by Sefcik. He'll fire, deflected by Starshevsky behind the net. He'll collect. The freshman, Andy Starshevsky, trying to pry it off the end boards. Line change for Army. Hull back onto the ice. And RIT able to clear it along the benches. Back up towards Clark. And an icing call against the Tigers with 5:36 left in the second. See if we have some out-of-town updates. Holy Cross has taken a 1-0 lead at home on Bentley. 7.5 minutes left in the second there. And RIT, rather an AIC and Sacred Heart, tied at 2. Right around the midway point in the second. Still no update from Canisius at Mercyhurst. 5:25 left to play. Second period, RIT on top of Army. 3-1 here at Tate Rink. Copeland sends it out of his own end off the stick of Meyer at the blue line and back behind the net of DeMichael. Hull knocked to the ice along the topside boards. Meyer keeps it in, trying to wrestle the puck away. Saraceno has it ripped away behind his own net. Here comes RIT, right to left. Sean Murphy through the slot, backhand, and that'll be into the netting. So out of play, 5 minutes left in the second period. We'll have another faceoff, 3-1 RIT on top of Army. Puck will drop to the right of Jay Clark, who hasn't done a bad job in net. RIT has capitalized on 2 of 3 power play opportunities. Santee wins the faceoff back to Ikla. He'll dump it off his own end boards to Doobie. Left side boards, banks it off the benches to Colvin. Top to bottom, Maggard out of his reach, but he'll collect it in the right wing corner. Maggard pinned up against the boards, leaves it off for Colvin. Back up top, blue line. Ikla fires a shot and it goes in. How do you like that? Cody Ikla from the blue line. Beats Jared DeMichael and Army back within 1 here in the second period. Cody Ikla took a shot from the blue line, top of the slot, and he has his first career goal for the freshman defenseman from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Army trails just 3-2. We'll wait for the official call, but it didn't look like it was tipped. Ikla fired, and with enough traffic, DeMichael couldn't see it. And right into the back of the netting. 4:39 left in the second period. Army down 3-2. We'll wait for the call. Faceoff won by the Black Knights. Army defending the goal to the left. RIT and the orange working from right to left. Into the Army zone. Shot fired off the leg of John Clark. Amalusic tripped up. No whistle there. Kept in the zone, down low to the slot and off the stick of Alexson along the end boards. Just around 4 minutes left in the second period. Army trails 3-2. Skating out of the zone, Cody Amalusic has a goal already tonight. Leaves it off Sefcik. The captain, Starshevsky, sends it behind the net. Went on the backhand from the left wing circle. Back from right to left, RIT. Scott Knowles rips a shot from the left wing circle, goes off of Clark and wraps around topside boards, kept in the zone. High slot, Knowles deflected off the stick of John Clark and back out towards the red line.